Lord Jesus, please teach us how to recover ourselves when we fall and feel like we failed you. Amen. Well, dear heart dwellers, I'm sorry for the delay in this message. Obviously, it's been busy around here, but I'm having equipment problems on top of everything else. So I'm recording with a different application right now, so it's probably not going to sound like it normally does. That's until we can get the equipment to work right. Anyway, during worship, the Lord came to me visibly with my spiritual eyes, and he was beautiful, even wearing something like a wedding garment, sparkling white. I was touched by the dazzling image of him, and I said, "You are so beautiful all in white." He replied, "Just for you, my love. I dress just for you." "You sparkle and shine, Jesus." "I sparkle and shine for you because I'm happy to be in your presence. I know how difficult it has been, not really feeling connected to me. But understand, my love, in your suffering, whether you recognize it or not, you are more connected to me than even now. Even though you do not see it, many times because of your frailty, I carry you. Those are the times when you feel the worst about yourself, the world, and what I've asked you to do. Understand, I have made a promise to you. What I have begun, I will finish. It's not up to you to do austere fasts and penances. It's up to you to respond when I whisper, 'Don't eat this,' or 'You can have that.' This gets the attention off of your weaknesses and onto me, where it belongs. Fasting can become an idol, although with you, at this time of your life, there's no danger of that." I chuckled. "Well, the point I want to make is that fasting and seeing yourself as austere is not in any way the goal. It is merely a vehicle to help you deny your fleshly desires, to empty yourself, to make room for my graces. Another danger with fasting, that last one being pride, is overdoing it. There again, you're still safe." "Thanks, Lord." "It feels good to laugh, Jesus. That was my intent," he said. "But some take on fasts that are far too demanding for their state in life. Once more, I cannot help them because they're in their flesh. Seek me, my people, before you do anything, but especially those things that could lower your morale if you failed. The enemy stands by, not only tempting you, but also waiting until you are at your weakest. Then he strikes like a cobra, injecting the venom of failure and self-hatred, and you sink deeply into despair. Remember always, I will complete the work I began in you. Fasting is important. It cleans out your attachments to your flesh, your preferences and attachments. If you make the food too good, it defeats the purpose." "But what about right now, Jesus? Ezekiel is cautioning me, and he is my covering. You've made it so, and I've gotten very weak denying myself." "Do what you can, Claire. I want to see a gift of love." I answered him, "That's what disturbs me the most. I love myself more than I love you, or I would gladly fast from everything I like." He replied, "Make little offerings, and don't try to do anything on your own. Be inspired by your love for me. Do the little things with great love and gladness. This will put a smile on my face because your motive was pure." "But Lord, what about obedience? I mean, more stringent fasts. You have already seen you are not capable of that, even with my help. So rather than hear you complaining, 'That's too hard,' what is sweet to my ears is, 'For you, Jesus, and give a little something to me as a cheerful offering.' In this way, you'll not be so down on yourself for your attitude, and you will grow in the ability to sacrifice for me. And most of all, you will not offend me with grumbling like the Israelites did. There are giants in the land. The only giant in this land, my love, is your flesh. What do you think? Can you do this? Yes, Lord, I believe I can, but I will always feel like I'm not giving enough. And I will always be grateful for every little bit you do give. I am so grateful, so blessed, so pleased that you think of me, that you care. I cannot restrain my joy or desire to lavish graces on you when you deny yourself some little pleasure for love of me. My heart is so touched. You were too fixated with the saints and others with great gifts of mortification. I would rather you be fixated on me, giving me little gifts throughout the day, than to have your attention on yourself, criticizing and judging yourself because you don't fast like so-and-so. It is all about love and obedience, not being some kind of spiritual giant. Rather, every little gift is to come forth from your heart of love for me, your desire to please me, your desire to cooperate with me in bringing souls to salvation. And as you empty yourself, I long to fill you with spiritual graces that will bring you up higher and closer to the kingdom of heaven. Please, my people, take your eyes off your failures and put them on me. Do not be defeated when you reach the end of your end. Rather, renew your faith in me. I can do all things through my Jesus who lives inside of me and strengthens me. And pick up where you left off. But begin again doing the little things with great love. And always keep your eyes on me, knowing how very grateful I am for even the littlest sacrifices you do make. In this way, you will preserve humility and not grow despondent with yourself, and you will recover more quickly. Nothing you do for the love of me or for souls goes unnoticed. Nothing.